Gamers and watch lovers, stay frosty. We've got some covert intel ready. Movement, the official timekeeper of the highly anticipated Call of Duty Black Ops 6, is set to release a special edition Black Ops 6 watch and accessory collaboration. Shop the design seen in and inspired by the game. From the same military-style field watch that Troy Marshall wears inside the campaign, to aviator sunglasses pulled from CIA operative Russell Adler's in-game look. This collaboration brings the aesthetics of the new Black Ops 6 story straight to your wrist and wardrobe. It even arrives with custom packaging and a free gift with your purchase. A Movement and Call of Duty Black Ops 6 bottle opener keychain. According to the Wall Street Journal, Movement is on the path to becoming a heritage brand, while Gear Patrol hails their automatic watches as mechanical masterpieces. Own a piece of gaming history. Shop the exclusive special edition collaboration at MVMT.com/BO6. That's MVMT.com/BO6.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context and tab switching that drains employee focus and costs your company. Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to write clearly and on brand without disrupting workflow. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more.
You know who you are?
Steven is my name.
Even Steven.
Will you say something, Steven?
Steven or else media.
You're listening to the Superman Super Show, episode number 20, another feedback episode.
Yes.
Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of the Superman Super Show. I'm a host. My name is Steven. And 1,000 miles over there to my right is another host, Mr. Ed Moore.
Howdy. This is Ed.
Howdy,
that's,
Ed.
That's not Ed.
Yeah, if you're watching the video, you got Ed and not Ed. If you're not watching the video, you don't get that joke. And you know what? That's your fault.
That's okay. Yeah. You know. So there are a few drawbacks to the audio-only format. A few.
Yes. So. There are some drawbacks to the video as well, because then you have to look at me.
Yeah, whatever.
Doing my sarcastic hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So today we're going to kind of jump over our normal banter segment, because we are going to try to get 4 episodes in today while we record. So we are straying from format once more to do a feedback episode. This is our second feedback episode. I think the first one was episode 9.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten some feedback mostly from Twitter, but we'll, I'll read those out and then we can comment on it. The first one is I have labeled as general feedback. This is not specific to any particular episode. It comes from Twitter, from @TheGlennClark. And Glenn says, finally listening to my first episode of the Superman Super Show. What a great listen. Going back to the beginning and getting caught up over this week, if you want some information on the Golden Age Superman, this is the podcast for you.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was fun to kind of wake up to that day.
Yeah, that was cool. Thank you, the Glenn Clark. I appreciate that. We appreciate that.
We do. Totes. The next bit of feedback is for episode number 9, which was the feedback episode, the first one. And it comes from over on the forums, which you should join at forum.justanotherfanboy.com. And then you can join in on some of this fun that we have over there. But this comes from forum member Kyle. And he says, thanks so much for reading my feedback. It brought a smile to my face at work. So hopefully this brought a smile to his face as well.
And see, this is getting Inception kind of stuff where
we're going really
we're bad. Acknowledging his feedback on the feedback where we read his feedback. Yeah, this is like, you know, pretty soon the drop is going to occur and we're all going to wake up and pull out of this. It's
well, my hope is that around episode 29 or 30, when we do another feedback episode,
Oh,
we have his comment about this episode saying, thank you for reading my feedback about reading my feedback. Then we just keep going and going. And, you know, 10 years from now, the entire episode is just us reading that feedback because it's so long. So that's the goal.
This whole concept puts me in mind of something that I encountered when I was a wee lad many years ago. I used to go to this mysterious place called the barber shop.
Ooh.
And he had two opposing walls of mirrors. And it always used to mess with my mind when I would sit in the chair and look forward, but I would see me, seeing me, watching me, seeing me, watching me. And it's like, I'm always like, How many is that? You know, and it's,
Some people have to go to a carnival to see that kind of stuff.
Sometimes, but I used to go every month or two when my dad took me, and I got to sit there in the chair quietly while I tried to figure this stuff out.
Your mind was blown.
Yep.
All right. Our next bit of feedback comes from Twitter, and this is in response to episode number 10. In which we talked about Action Comics number 9, which was entitled Wanted Superman. And this comes from at John Reed's Comics. And he says, I've spent the last few weeks reading all the pre-Batman issues of Detective Comics. Siegel and Schuster have two strips in there, Slam Bradley and Spy. Both have a sharp comedic bent. It's starting to inform my Superman reading. I realize Golden Age Superman is not always funny. But when they do a comedic story, now it just feels like more in vogue with what they're used to doing in other books. Really great episodes, by the way. Enjoying the show a lot. I hope to stay ahead of you on my reading, but not sure I'll succeed.
Well, I would say in that he's, what is he in, 1991 Superman? So he's probably out there a bit ahead of us.
I don't know if we will ever get to that point.
Catch up to him.
You know, that's right. John does, he's got a number of podcasts, John Reed's Comics. Do you know his website off the top of your head? Cause I don't.
John Wilson. Let me see if I can get it up.
I should have put that down there, but he does a Superman,
right now he's podcast. Doing Superman in Crisis.
Yes. Basically, he's reading weekly, the Superman comics, any Superman story during the crisis. So those are kind of fun.
Oh, no, I am having no luck calling it up. Let's see.
All right. Well, I'll find it and stick it in the show notes if I remember.
There it is. Yeah, you were right. JohnReedsComics.com.
And it's JON.
Yes. No H.
That's right.
And there are a variety. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He's got 10 different shows listed on his mega feed.
He makes me feel better about me as a person, as a podcaster, because there are often times that I shake my fist at myself and go, why are you doing, why are you even trying so many podcasts? You know, you can't. So knock it off. But John inspires me.
Four of his shows, one that he is on right now, deal with Superman, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
So I would say in that four of 10 cover Superman, he must be a pretty big Superman fan. Just guessing.
I think he is.
Yeah.
So I have that feeling. All right. Next up is feedback specific to episode number 12, in which we looked at Action Comics number 11, Superman and the Black Gold Swindle. And this comes from at Radio Superman. They say, so far I have read up to Action Comics number 40. And another count you may want to start is, how many times is Superman hanging from the ledge of a building? He continues, my cat name suggestions would be Streaky, obviously, and Flivver?
I would say that's Flivver. Yeah, Flivver. Because there's 2B. Now, see this? Guess what this is?
That looks like a list?
Numbers, marks. This is count for the number of times Superman has hung. Now, one of these is very interesting. I did not catch this at the time, but early on, one of these that I'm going to count was him inside hanging off the crown skylight. Molding.
Oh, my goodness.
It was the crown molding. And I was like, oh, I got to count that. I don't care. It's close enough. That's
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would count that.
Okay. So, and I will go ahead and spoil in the hopefully next three episodes that we do, all of them stories from Superman 2, there is no ledge holding. So
no, yeah, I was really disappointed.
That's a zero for that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. Not as many as I felt.
Yeah.
But 8 times he has held onto, grabbed onto, pulled up, falling, caught himself one time. Remember that on the ledge? So 8 times is our running tally for the, how did Radio Superman put it? Hanging from the ledge of a building.
Yep.
So this is the official Superman Super Show, Superman hanging from the ledge of a building count. It is at 8 as we record this feedback podcast.
So that's up through Action Comics number 15 and includes the new story in the first Superman
comic. Yes.
Oh, and then the World's Fair.
Yes. Yes. 1, 2, 3, let's see, 12, 13, 14, 15 Action, Soup 1, and the New York World's Fair 1. I don't know if he has a story in 2. We haven't read it yet.
Yeah, we haven't got there yet. And if this is your first episode, we should probably explain a little bit. I think during that episode that this
thanks, comment, Doug. Yeah,
Doug just chimed in on the live chat. Hard hitting statistics. Love it.
That is that's why people what we're tune all in. About. That's it right there.
Exactly. That's exactly why you tune in. That's what we're all about here. The hard hitting statistics. But I think it was during that episode of the Black Gold Swindle where I had jokingly made a comment about the number of times I have seen Superman pick somebody up, tuck them under his arm, and then jump around with them.
Do you want me to go through and count those? I thought about it.
That's up to you. But I had made that joke comment as a joke. And so at Radio Superman, that was his, you know, you should start counting the number of times he hangs from a ledge. And of course, as soon as he said that, I haven't been able to not look for it when I'm
and we had made note of him doing that because he can't fly yet. You know, all he can do is jump or fall or whatever. So he jumps up and pulls himself up, and we're like, he did it again. But they're on, you know, panel 27. So,
and another spoiler for upcoming episodes there was one while he's not hanging from any buildings in any of the three stories in Superman issue number 2, there is a moment where he is jumping and he lands like on his feet on a window ledge outside of a window. And then he's like listening to what's going on inside. And I'm reading that thinking, how did they not hear him land? That had to have made some kind of,
I guess,
loud.
He lands like Spider-Man does.
I guess, even though he's, you know, just very, you know, light and delicate on his feet, like a cat. Yeah, he's just
exactly
like a ninja,
like a lynx,
like a cat. Yeah,
it's little throwback there.
That's an old callback right there. So maybe that's one of his unwritten superpowers: is the ability to land quietly like a ninja or a cat.
He has done it so many times that it has really proven useful for Superman and the way he does stuff. So
yep. Now, when he starts flying, he can easily glide slowly and
sure. Yeah.
I'm just thinking of, you know, that dude's got to be 195, 185 pounds jumping from the top of a building across an alleyway onto a window ledge. It's got to be like, boom.
No doubt. Yeah. You
it would have to try to stop himself from falling. Is that you? I'm sorry. You just cannot be graceful doing that, I guess, unless you're Superman. So another one of his superpowers. All right. Next up, we've got feedback for episode number 16, in which we talked about the new story out of Superman number 1, which had a lot of reprints, but it had a new story called we called it Superman Gets a Job. And this also comes from at John Reed's Comics. And he says, y'all wondered about the new material in this and its relationship to the newspaper strips. I've heard that this material came from what SNS originally shopped around, and I guess SNS would be Siegel and Schuster, originally shopped around to sell Superman to newspapers before National bought it for Action Comics, but it didn't actually appear there. The newspaper strips were doing their own thing and gave a much more Krypton-centered telling of Superman's origin. Also, Superman getting the planet job happened a bit differently there, in that Superman failed to save some people because he didn't arrive soon enough. They died, and he figures hearing about crises at a newspaper will help him get there more quickly and people won't die. So it was similar, but different. which was really interesting to me, because I think one of the previous episodes we talked about how Superman didn't have one of those origins, you know, where he, you know, fails to save somebody who dies, and then that makes him, you know, want to be a superhero. But apparently they did a version of that to a certain extent through the newspaper strips.
Yep.
I'm trying to get my camera back. There we go. There's my camera back on.
There it is. Sorry.
Now, also in regard to episode 16, at Radio Superman commented over on Twitter, I think the reason they had the text stories had something to do with postage being cheaper. If they had a certain number of words or text pages, they could fit the criterion needed. I wondered if this was a reason they started doing letter pages in the future.
Could be. Could be. So, I know currently there's an issue with how you use media mail. If there's advertising, you're not allowed to use media mail according to the post office. Mm-hmm. So okay. That's kind of specious argument to me, whether or not comic books have advertisements. And they certainly don't nowadays.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, I mean, actually, my wife and I, Terry, were recording a couple episodes of the Mighty Thorcast plug over the weekend. And we were talking about the pages of ads that were in those older books.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you remember what I'm talking about.
It's
one page, and there's like 15 different little, almost like classified ads.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And different stuff. I look at those and I'm always like, I want to send $2 to that address and see what happens. Right. Is it a valid address anymore? Does it, you know?
Yeah. All right. Our last bit of feedback is in regard to the previous episode, episode number 17, Superman Meets the Ultra Humanite, which came out of Action Comics number 14. And it comes from over on the forums, from forum member Kyle. And he says, hi guys, another entertaining episode. Ed, could you tell me the name of the Batman podcast you mentioned, where they're reading all his stories?
That's a reference to a podcast that recently started. What they do is they talk about one Batman strip from Detective Comics and one Batman strip from the named Batman comic per episode. It is called Become a Bat. And this week they released Batman 5, a story, like I think it's the second or third story / Detective Comics. I don't know. I think they're in the 50s by now. So every, like, it'll take 4 or 5 episodes to get through one issue of Batman, because just like we have now in the Superman book, but each episode they're able to talk about one strip from a different detective issue, because just like we're doing with Action. So
yeah.
They just talk about one of each per episode. They're about 25, 30 episodes into the show.
Should add that to my queue. Just another podcast that I never have time to listen to. But
very similar. I've been reading along with them. I'm not caught up to them yet. But those Golden Age, which are being published almost synonymously with these that we're reading here for Superman. The two characters, of course, they feel different creators, different kind of characters. But you can still tell that they seem to come from similar time frames.
Yeah.
Because of what happens and how it happens.
Yeah. I've only ever read Detective Comics 27.
Okay.
And I think I read that for a podcast episode that I was doing. And I think the thing that struck me the most about that issue, which if you know, the first appearance of Batman, the thing that struck me the most about that issue or that story was the way Bruce Wayne, you know, nowadays you think of Bruce Wayne and the character he plays as Bruce Wayne is like this millionaire playboy billionaire playboy who's got a woman on each arm. And, you know, he likes his toys. And he likes to be out there on the speedboats and doing extreme sports and spending his money and blah, blah, blah. And this Bruce Wayne felt more of he was just bored. He was a bored, rich guy who was just like, I'm going to hang out with the police commissioner. Because I'm bored. And the police commissioner he brought him to the crime scenes, which I thought was really weird. And if I remember correctly, there's a point where Bruce is smoking his pipe and he's like stamping the pipe. He's stamping the ash out of the pipe so he can fill it up with. And he's like, you're at a crime scene and you're You're stamping ash all over the crime scene.
But this is Batman. He knows how to differentiate that.
So, right.
You know, it's all good. Yeah.
But I found that very funny compared to the Bruce Wayne of today, where he's just, I'm just a bored millionaire. And I think he even said ho hum at one point.
Yeah. You know, yeah. He said that.
He reminded me of the guy in that previous Superman story we talked about who had so much money, he was just bored with life.
Yep.
And he didn't know what to do with
it. Didn't know how to spend it.
Yeah. What a problem to have.
Yeah. It's alien to me. I don't know what world they live on.
Right. All right. That's all we got for feedback this time around. We would like to try to do these every 10 episodes or so. So we encourage all y'all to leave as much feedback as you want to. You can do that over on Twitter. The Twitter account will be in the show notes. If you're watching live, I meant to put this up on the screen because trying to get a Twitter handle for this show ended up being a real pain in the butt. Because just like if you're trying, you know, you have a character limit for tweets, you apparently have a character limit for your Twitter handle, or at least the @ part of it. So I couldn't do @ Superman Super Show. It was too long. And so I did @ Supes, SUPS Super Show. And there it is right there live. If y'all are watching the video @ Supes Super Show, that's where we get most of our feedback. That tends to, you know, Twitter seems to be a popular place.
Yep.
You can also email us. We've yet to get an email, folks. Come on. The Superman Super Show @ gmail.com. Every once in a while, I'll get an email there and I'll be like, yay, but it's spam. And then I get sad. Yep.
It's a Nigerian prince, or they're concerned about your car warranty, or flagging male organs, or
so many people. The warrant, the car warranty industry, they're just so nice because they're always extending my deadline.
They're concerned about my car warranty. Right. Indeed.
That's right. You can also come over to the forums, forum.justanotherfanboy.com. We have a Superman Super Show forum over there. We post a talk back thread for every episode that goes up, and you can come leave feedback there. So those are you've got many options.
Many.
When it comes to leaving feedback. And I meant to bring this up earlier and I didn't, but for the folks who like to use the Twitter, if you're not currently following the Superman Super Show on Twitter, I encourage you to do that. We have, as of right this moment, 49 followers, and, let's see if we can get 50.
Let's see if we can get 50 while we're taping
this video. Try. Yeah. See if we can make that happen. But until then, folks, that's all we got. That's all we got for this episode. Feedback, good feedback, good people listening to the show with good things to say. And that always warms my heart. I think it's Derek Coward used to always say that the currency of the podcaster is feedback.
Peter Rios.
Well, Peter Rios said it because Derek Coward used to say it.
Oh, Derek said it first. Okay. I thought Peter said
it first. I'm pretty sure Derek Coward said it first. Now, Peter, if you're listening and you want to, you know, thrust your chest out and
claim that,
get all up in my face and tell me I'm wrong, I can accept when I'm wrong, because I have living as long as I have lived, I have learned that I'm wrong 75-80% of the time. I'm wrong a lot. And if you're not one to admit when you're wrong, then wow, especially if you're wrong 75%,
then you're wrong.
That's right. You're wrong for not admitting.
Exactly. So there you go. Yeah. It's, you know, you're doubling your wrong there. Wrong square.
The one joke I've always heard that I enjoy from people who say they go, I'm never wrong. Matter of fact, the only time I was ever wrong was the time I thought I was wrong. And turns out I was wrong because I wasn't wrong.
I was actually right. Yeah. Okay. Ha ha.
So, yeah. So leave us some feedback. We'll do another one of these episodes around episode 29, 30, 31, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Around and there. If you want to hear your name and give you a smile while you're at work.
There you go.
Leave us some feedback and we'll talk to it.
Free plug.
Talk to it. Talk about it. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, back in the day when I first started podcasting, I used to leave feedback. I used to call. I remember specifically during an episode calling the voicemail for Around Comics. And making that part of my episode and marketing myself and my podcast on their voicemail.
There you go. So
if you can do it in a funny way, people will appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. Anything else you got?
I'm good, sir.
Okay, folks. Until next time, I'm Steven and that's Ed. And this is the Superman Super Show.
Ciao.
Ciao, Bella. I don't know if I said that right.
Ciao, Bella.
It's Bella. Is that like baby?
Yes.
Money, baby, sweetie mama.
We want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Superman Super Show. Questions and comments can be directed to the Superman Super Show at gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, you can help to boost our presence online by leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. The Superman Super Show is a presentation of Steven or Else Media. For more nerdy content just like this, check out stevenorelse.com or just use the link in your show notes. Superman is a registered trademark of DC Comics and was created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Superman's bad. I mean, he was bad.
Yes.
Boy, that dog is just freaking... There he goes.
There it goes.
There he goes.
It was a wind-up. Yeah. Uh-oh. Making Steven fuss.
She's getting, daughter's getting her mom. See, that's how it works out. He was back there, and then she gets a phone call. And
he comes out. Yay.
Okay, that's good.
About Wednesday and Thursday and stuff like that.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, honey. Sorry.
No need to apologize.
That's all right.
Yeah, she said, okay, then screw you.
There you go. That's the attitude.
Yep.
Forget you, man.
Do you want to see the dog?
See the dog.
Here's
sure.
The
dog. Sure. Okay. Oh, okay.
Nice. Okay. Hi, buddy. All right.
Okay,
all right.
There you go. That's the dog.
That's Niles. He's an old man.
Yep.
All right. Let's move forward. Get back to my show notes.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.